Our scripture this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. Somebody once said that winning isn't everything, but it's way ahead of whatever's in second place. And today we should be all thinking about winning. We're back in school. It's the season for volleyball, cross country, soccer, and of course our classes. And we should be thinking winning. We should be thinking victory. But it's pretty hard sometimes to keep thinking winning and keep thinking victory when everything is not going the way we would like it to go. When we're having troubles, failures, maybe it's keeping the book straight in the office. It's hard to keep thinking winning. When our classes seem to be a little harder than we thought they might be, or maybe we didn't make the team we wanted to make, or maybe our personal relationships with our roomies, or our parents, our teachers, some of our fellow students are not exactly what we would like. Or when all is not rosy with our coaches, maybe, or some of our fellow workers. When we work really hard, but our to-do list seems to be longer today than it was yesterday, it's really hard to think winning, victory. However, the real problem is not the thinking, winning, and victory, it's how we react to the negative things that happen in our life. We may react in a negative way, a way that is unchristian, a way that is sinful. We become surly, we become unpleasant, we snap at each other, we think bad thoughts, we complain, or maybe even worse. It is at times like these and many other situations when we react badly that the devil seeks to push his way into our lives and get a foothold. He will often start by suggesting, "You are really a bad person. You have such terrible failures and such terrible sins, you can't possibly be a Christian." He says, look at that sins, look at all those terrible things. There's no hope for you. He keeps poking in on you and jabbing you about your sins, trying to make you doubt. But today, and every day, and every hour, and every minute, you should be thinking, in all circumstances, you should be thinking victory. Jesus knows that we have shortcomings. He knows that we have failures and that we react badly to certain situations in life. But Jesus does not want us to take up our whole life concentrating on our failures. He would rather have you concentrate on victory. His victory that he has won for us. All these worldly problems that are only here for a short time and fade in comparison to the victory that Christ has gained for us eternally, life with him in heaven. Jesus gives us this victory. He has wiped away our sins that are our failures. Jesus gives us this victory through faith. Faith that is created by the Spirit in our hearts. And where the Spirit is, there is freedom. And freedom from sin and guilt. But we still think. We still have that bad feeling that our sins are hanging on us and the devil keeps prodding us about them. Well, a devotion I once read, and I'm not sure who wrote it, said that we can compare our sins to dead leaves on a particular type of oak tree that refuse to drop off in the fall and in the winter. But when the spring comes, the new growth pushes those leaves off the trees, and they are gone. When you find those dead leaves, your sins, still hanging on you, remember, they are dead. And in a matter of time, the Holy Spirit which is in you will reverse the poking in of the devil and will push those dead leaves of life out away from you. We will never be sinless in this life, but someday you will have nothing but victory. And how can we say this? Well, maybe we should first say, Mr. Lombardi certainly had it wrong, didn't he? Our victory, our winning is everything. And in this situation, yes, we know what's in second place. And how can we say all this? We've already said it. It's in our text. That from 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us that victory through Jesus Christ. We'll close with hymn number 744, stanzas 3 and 4. Stanzas 3 and 4 of 744.